looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Voices in my head, whispers taunting all the things you said. Faster than days go by, and I'm still stuck in this moment of wanting you here. Time, in the blink of an eye, you held my hand, you held me tight. Now you're gone, and I'm still crying, shocked, broken, I'm dying.
Hello. We are here again. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Barb Perry. Was that Miss Kelly Clarkson?
It was Miss Kelly Clarkson. That's haunted.
Well, today's show is all about being haunted in a manner of speaking, and we'll get to that in a moment. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great week. I had a great week. Happy day after Easter. Hope everybody's coming down from the sugar high. I didn't do too bad. I did a little chocolate, but it wasn't too bad. So I was better than usual. So we got a good show today. Got a lot to talk about. First thing I want to talk about is we're going to open the phone lines in a little bit. Would love to hear from you. Got a question for me, particularly on today's topic, which is all about the sub-personalities of the human psyche. And the crowd goes wild. I will be explaining all of that here shortly. Anyway, the number to call, 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. I remember when Kelly Clarkson won American Idol. She was so cute. She was so completely cute. Yes, she waved a lot. I don't think that.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
That's right. We've got a new switch here.
Oh, are you?
it's a three switchy. If you don't get it all the way up.
No.
Yeah, so, I remember she used to wave like, "Hi,
yeah,
how
she
you
did.
Doing?"
Yeah, she was adorable, completely adorable. So, a couple things to talk about. New classes. I'm teaching some more classes in this month and in May. You can find those on my website on the What's New page, and that is Michelle with one L Morgan.org. I'm doing the prayer workshop, which is pretty amazing. One of my students recently told me that she felt that workshop was a prerequisite for life, which I thought was a pretty cool way to put it. So anyway, teaching that one a couple times, actually, Saturday intensives and Wednesday nights. And then the Can You Believe It class, which is a class that's all about what we've been talking about for the last number of weeks here. Belief systems, identity issues, parts of the psyche, all of that great stuff. And I do a live CSI demonstration in the class, which is pretty cool. So that's coming up. You can get more information on that again on my website on the What's New page. Next week, another psychic free-for-all. We're going to just open the phone lines from the very get-go, and any question whatsoever, don't care what it's about, call me, ask me, we'll plug in and get you some answers. And then if you have a topic you'd like to have covered on this show, would love to hear from you. Get on my Facebook fan page, and to do that, the easiest way, get onto michellemorgan.org, and in the links box on the right-hand side of any page, you can just click right on the Facebook icon, and it'll pop you right in, and you can sign up and be a fan. Or you can just email me straight off the website. Again, love to hear from you. If you've got something that you'd like me to chat about, that would be groovy. So, archives of this show are on michellemorgan.org. On the media page, we have this great little button you can click on. It'll take you straight to the place where they're archived. And I finally got my act together and wrote all the descriptions. So you can go back and pick and choose what you want to listen to. And since Miss Barb Perry is like, you know, the ultimate music maestro, if you're digging the songs on this show, We recommend you get onto iTunes and download them. And I'm going to be making Barb announce the songs periodically through the shows, etc. So you know, because she's picking some great ones. And so Kelly Clarkson Haunted was that first one?
That's right. Kelly Clarkson Haunted.
Oh, and you hit the switch right. Good
I
girl.
Hit the switch right.
Good girl.
Yay.
I'm so proud of you.
New switch.
All right. All right. All right. Enough yakking.
Yes.
Now more yakking. Let's get to the topic. So we're going to talk about parts. What I mean by parts, the sub-personalities of the human psyche. We've been talking for weeks now about belief system and patterns and habits, etc., neural pathways in the brain. You guys have had a Mondo education in that. So now we're going to talk about the little people that literally run those neural pathways in the brain. And here's what I mean by that. Everybody is multiple personality, literally. We all have multiple personalities. Someone who has been diagnosed with the disorder, used to be called multiple personality disorder. It was in the last number of years reclassified as dissociative identity disorder, DID. That is a person who suffered a trauma that's typically sexual in nature when they were a child. And the natural process of the psyche becomes an escape mechanism. So they actually fracture into those individual psyches to escape what's happening to them. And it's an astonishing survival tool. The psyche is pretty much the most amazing thing you can imagine. And so what happens is those personalities become the entity for that person to escape into, to get away from whatever's happening to them. There was a case study done a number of years ago now, a woman that had 126 identified personalities. In one of those personalities, she had late stage diabetes, life-threatening diabetes. And in all the other 125 personalities, she had no physical or medical symptoms. Now, that is a pretty extraordinary example of the power of the human psyche. And obviously an extreme example. So the rest of us, while, you know, we may not completely disappear into our parts, there's still a pretty definitive three-ring circus going on at any given moment in our minds. You know the experience. Part of you wants to go see a movie tonight and part of you wants to stay home. Part of me wanted to get up and go for a run this morning and part of me just stayed in bed because I was tired. That's a real phenomenon. You have these actual aspects of you that have very personal ways of seeing the world. They have very specific jobs that they do, and they uphold those belief systems that you're carrying in your psyche. And I'm telling you, it's a real phenomenon. They're duking it out for control in your psyche. Now, here's what you need to understand. Your parts work for you, literally. They're programmed in your childhood just the same way that belief systems are programmed. We've talked about this before. Belief systems are typically rooted in the psyche between birth and 2 years of age. And then there's a period between 2 and 7 where identity issues get created. And those are those neural pathways that are built in the brain. Well, your parts are trained by that same environment, those same influences, and they literally carry on those belief systems. One of the analogies I use to describe it is they're like, the belief system is like a campaign slogan, and your parts are all the little worker bees in the campaign headquarters that run around and post the bumper stickers and pass out the buttons and basically uphold that belief. And they'll do anything in their power to do their job. There's a couple things that are real specific with the parts. They definitely believe that you, the collective you, the you they work for, you're going to die if they don't do their job. And I'm not kidding you. It's a life and death motivation for the parts. They don't know the difference between mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual death. And so they will do whatever that job was they were programmed to do, believing that if they don't, you won't survive. And that's why if you think about some of your patterns, you can be so conscious of a pattern that you've got. You know, we've talked to a number of callers in the last few weeks about patterns, about, you know, setting ourselves up for relationships that don't work, for jobs that are unhappy and uncomfortable, and, you know, upholding the self-worth issues that we all carry. And you can be so conscious of that stuff. You can be walking through your day going, I'm not going to do that again. I'll never do that again. And somebody raises up righteous in you and there's a behavior that happens, or there's something that you end up doing or choosing, and you're standing back from it going, what? Why am I doing this? Have you ever had that experience? I guarantee you, I can see hands raising all over the place right now. Of course you have. We've all had those experiences. You can actually feel it in you where there's some aspect of you that quote unquote takes over and you're powerless. Now, that's a real strong phenomenon in any kind of addiction, because I guarantee you addicts on some level, some aspect of their psyche says, wow, I really don't want to do this anymore. This really scares me. This doesn't feel good, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a handful of parts in there that are running the show based on what they were programmed to do. There's also another analogy. They're like worker bees on an assembly line, and they think they're creating a particular outcome. Now, this is an interesting phenomenon. We're never motivated by anything other than a positive outcome, believe it or not. And I'm going to give you an example of this. Somebody that buys a shotgun and goes down to the supermarket and starts shooting people, there is not one single positive thing in any of that, in that entire process of obtaining the weapon, plotting it out, and following through and taking action on this horrible thing. Nothing positive whatsoever, except in the psyche of that person that committed that crime, I will guarantee you there's a part or parts that literally said, if you do this, you're going to feel powerful for the first time in your life. Or if you do this, you're going to erase the pain of your childhood, or you're going to get vindication, or you're going to get vengeance, or whatever that idea was. We're always motivated to the positive. That's the part of the human psyche. That's part of that survival instinct. So the challenge is, when your parts are doing something that ends up being really negative in your life, it can be really hard to recognize what the positive aspect of that is. It's crucial to understand that there's something positive that they're trying to do. It's called the positive intent. Regrettably, most parts are handicapped in their ability to accomplish that because of the emotional circumstances in which they were trained. So here's how I describe the parts. This is what I believe to be the truth of the parts of your psyche. I believe that they are the tools and the resources that God gave every single one of us before we incarnated on this planet. Unfortunately, in the same way that the fuselage of a rocket ship twists when it hits Earth's atmosphere, when it re-enters the atmosphere, because Earth's atmosphere is so much denser, those parts get twisted as well by the denser experience of our upbringings. Okay, none of us come into a functional family. That's a truth. And that's not a judgment. It's just a truth. Everybody in history is operating off of patterns, habits, belief systems that don't serve us, because at the heart of every belief system, class, what have I been preaching to you, is the self-worth issue. The ultimate question, the ultimate longing for the human being is to be loved and accepted by God. And the greatest fear that we have is that we're not worthy. So the shadow side of any belief system is going to be acted out to prove that we're not worthy. I'm hoping this is making sense. It's complicated to talk about, to be honest with you. It's really complicated. It takes a lot to understand this stuff. And that's why we've been talking about it for weeks. And hopefully you've got enough of a language that what I'm talking about today is making a little sense. I absolutely believe that the whole point of personal growth is to find and restore the divinity that we were given by exploring and honoring how we came to wander so far away from it in the first place. And that's why my program, the CSI program, is all about getting your parts back in line with their divine jobs. That's the whole point of it. I'll tell you what, the wilderness that you can inhabit your whole life by virtue of just a handful of parts that are trapped in old patterns can't even remotely compare to what you're capable of when you have an internal dream team who are focused solely on designing and manifesting your destiny. And that's the law of attraction at its purest. But you have to get your belief systems and the parts that run those belief systems in line with that desire and that destiny. The cool thing is your parts are much more emotionally attached to you than they are to the methods that they've been programmed to employ. So that means that they can be restored to that divine status almost instantly, once they're recognized and honored for their unceasing service and they're given the chance to see a truer way of doing their job. And I'm telling you something, you'll never find a human being who's more loyal, more steadfast, and more powerful than your parts, because they're working 24 hours a day. Literally, your dream state is filtered through those parts. They're giving you the images, the symbology, and your dreams even. It's pretty amazing. And that's another really fascinating thing about working with the parts, is that the ideas of archetype and mythology are supremely powerful in the way the parts will show up. When I'm doing a track with a client, the CSI process, and we're actually dialoguing with those parts, they're showing up with very specific energy, gender, age, even symbolic attire. The clothing they wear is symbolic to what they're doing and what their beliefs are. Environments, specific environments that the parts are in will rise up in your mind's eye when you're doing the process. It's pretty amazing. And polarity is a huge issue. The parts always show up. The masculine parts are typically about protection. The feminine parts are typically about love. At least that's their divine desire. But most of the time, because it's the shadow that they're operating from, they're in the opposite. So we do a lot of work in writing the polarity in someone's psyche in that process as well. So I want to talk a little bit more about this, and we're going to take a short break. And again, open the phone lines. The number's 877-230-3062. Would love to hear from you. Here's a really powerful upfront example of how the parts can keep you in firmly in unwanted patterns, no matter how conscious or how powerful your resolve to change is, or regardless of who or what you know. And this was illustrated not too long ago by one of the most powerful and influential people in the modern world, Oprah Winfrey. In her typically candid fashion, Ms. Winfrey admitted to letting her highly publicized diet and exercise regime fall by the wayside over the last couple years. And that resulted in some obvious weight gain and more than substantial shame on her part. She even wrote in her The O magazine in January 2009, and I quote, "I'm mad at myself. I'm embarrassed. I can't believe that after all these years, all the things I know how to do, I'm still talking about my weight. I look at my thinner self and think, how did I let this happen again?" Unquote. And then she went on to describe her anger at herself for falling off the wagon after 4 years of conscious, high-profile effort. And she worked with some of the best experts in the health and fitness industries. And she really believed that she'd finally conquered those old, unhealthy eating habits, this time for good. And then she went back to her old behaviors. So how does that work? Well, looking at it through the framework of the human psyche, when Ms. Winfrey decided to change and truly get healthy 4 years ago, a part of her, fiercely loyal, or maybe some parts, might have been more than one, more steadfast, again, than any human being she'll ever know, remained in their little cubicle in her brain, faithfully doing the job they were originally programmed to do, completely unaware that she wanted something different. So as a result, those few parts pulled her back into old familiar ways, not because they were trying to sabotage her. They just didn't get the memo, literally. And most of us, in the wake of our failures, do what I'm sure Ms. Winfrey probably spent a good bit of time doing, beating herself up over her supposed weakness, supposed failure, etc., which I guarantee you merely motivated those parts to work harder. And here's kind of the dialogue that the parts will go through with that. Holy crap, the boss is pissed. I better do my job harder, faster, louder, stronger. You ever notice people, as they get older, get quote-unquote set in their ways, and their habits become almost a caricature at times? Well, that's because the parts are working super hard against any potential growth or change that the human is going to go through. And we all change. I mean, it's inevitable. You can't stay completely stuck. You're going to change in some ways, but your parts are going to hang on super tight to those old patterns, because that's all about survival. So in the realm of the situation with Oprah Winfrey, her greatest power actually resides in those very parts that, despite every bit of her formidable intelligence, her passion, her dedication, the skilled assistance she received, they were still able to efficiently, very efficiently, maneuver her back into behaviors that she'd so clearly resolved to give up. She didn't fall off the wagon. One of her parts shoved her. simply by doing the job that it was programmed to do in the only way it knew how to do it. So your parts just truly want the best for you, and they will literally fight to the death to succeed in creating that. But they are completely disenfranchised, for the most part, from our divine truth. And then they're judged and despised by the very person they exist to serve. So picture that, you know, here's your little worker bees on the assembly line. They're doing their job. They think they're creating this great outcome, whether it's love or safety or, you know, whatever it is. And you, the boss, are walking past them every day, whacking them upside the head, going, you're screwing up my life and I wish you'd stop. But you're not giving them a new job. You're not giving them something else to do. And they're just little, you know, behavioral and emotional energizer bunnies who just keep going and going and going. Completely and unshakably devoted to us. So, and, you know, the criteria for our best, quote unquote, is almost always the opposite of the intention, because that's the way they're programmed. Cool thing is, it's possible to teach an old part new tricks. And the best part is, they'll be every bit as loyal, steadfast, and even more powerful and expert at the new job, the true job, than they were at that old job. So there's a little explanation of parts. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 877-230-3062. And this is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
With your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
With all the voices in our heads. That's a great song, Barb.
I had to pull back into the archives.
Yes, indeed. Very, very good archives. Yes, very full archives. Yes.
Got a little naked eyes there.
Good. What was the song?
Voices in my head.
Well, hello.
That's an easy one.
That's an easy one. Voices in my head, naked eyes. And, of course, we had ABBA.
Oh, The Visitors.
The Visitors.
Yeah.
Oh,
one of my about that song.
Isn't that a great
song?
Yeah,
when you said it, I was like, oh, I love this song.
I was an aerobics instructor for years, step aerobics when that was really huge.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, man, did
20-minute workout.
Oh, did we crank on that tune?
Oh, hell.
That's got such a driving beat. That is a blast. It's a great tune. Great tune. Love the tunage. If you do love the tunage on this show, go to iTunes. Download the songs. It's very cool. I'm telling you what, I'm a total iTunes junkie. It's so much fun to be able to just, and Barb and I were actually talking about this last week, that, you know, you get started and it's like, then they come up and they do this.
They do the genius.
And they do the, if you like this song, we recommend these. And then, you know.
And next thing you know, $20
later. $20 later. But the songs are only like a buck something now. And, you know, it's pretty amazing that you don't have to get, because I always used to hate buying the CDs and getting them home. And there'd be like one or two songs I loved and the rest of it I didn't really care for.
Yeah.
So it's very cool to be able to pick and choose.
Yes, tons very well, because you don't get too many albums like, you know, For Those About to Rock.
That's
or, you
so
know, where,
true.
Or
no,
Back
so
in Black, where,
exactly,
everything
where every
on there is
there
good.
Is yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's so true. Listen to us. We're so.
I know. We're dating ourselves.
I remember the day when.
I prefer it too now.
Yeah.
But I can pick and choose.
Yeah, absolutely. So, want to encourage you to get onto my website, michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. And get onto my fan page on Facebook. We do some really cool discussions there. And I love to be able to just have the connection with people. Love to hear from people who are listening to the show and have chit-chats with them. It's tons of fun. And the discussions are really cool. Lots of really great feedback from people and an opportunity to see that everybody's kind of going through a lot of the similar things now in the world and getting support that way. It's pretty fun. And then also the archives of this show are also on my website on the media page. There's a link that you can go to. So we are talking about personalities, subpersonalities of the human psyche, the parts. Pretty complex, can be a little bit challenging to kind of understand, and even more challenging to nutshell, actually. But it's fascinating when you start to understand that when you're doing something in your life that is not working for you, it's not actually you. It's a part of you. And that's a real gift in the understanding of the subpersonalities. You can start to have this language. So it helps to have less judgment of self when you recognize, okay, wait a second, I am not necessarily having this reaction. A part of me is having a reaction. And that allows you to step back a little bit. It's not about not taking responsibility. It's about not judging and not feeling like your whole experience is this moment. It's a part of you having a response, and then you can be in more of a place of choice. That's one of the other challenges of having certain parts run the show, is that you end up being in a knee-jerk reaction to life based on belief systems, etc. And so it's really powerful when you start to understand that there's a collective vision and you've got a team in there, and some of those players just haven't been coached well, and they just need to be re-educated and sent in the right direction. It's pretty good stuff. So we have someone on the phone line. How do we pronounce this beautiful name? Barb, do you know?
It's Gracila.
Gracila. And she's in Argentina.
Yes.
How fun is that? Put her on, baby.
Hi, Gracila. Are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm great. I can't believe I'm talking with you.
This is too much fun. I'm telling you what. I'm having it. So I just want to, like, hang out on the beach with you for this. So what can I do for you?
Oh, my God, you're amazing. I mean, I read a little bit about NLP, but, I mean, the way you put it out, it's amazing. Well, parts are on a strike.
Your parts are on strike. I love it. Yeah. So tell me what's going on. I'm curious.
Well, I'm at the crossroads in my life, and I have to take a decision on what to do.
Okay.
Of like a middle age crisis or something like that. I'm 41.
Okay.
I'm going to be 41 next month.
Okay.
And my thing is that, how can I say I'm stuck? It's, I don't have clarity, let's put it that way,
right,
which are my strengths and towards what should I be pointed in my life. It's like I'm feeling very attracted to everything that has to do with intuition and healing.
Okay.
But I don't feel that that's where my strengths are.
Okay.
And then I have a training in science, but I feel like that's not what I want to do anymore.
Okay.
So I'm like stuck. Yeah, I don't know where to go.
You are the rope in a huge tug of war, is what it feels like to me. You've got two almost opposite visions. Is that a fair statement?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so your birthday is this next month. So you're
Taurus.
Say it again.
Taurus
girl. Yeah. See, and Taurus. Yeah. Tauruses can have a hard time making a big change. Once you figure out where you're going, Taurus is amazing. They are, you know, incredibly steadfast, and they'll climb any hill to get where they need to go. But getting that choice made can be a little bit challenging, especially when you've got the sort of opposing factors that I'm seeing here for you. So, and this is a great example of what we're talking about in this show, the parts. You've got some aspects of you that are like, okay, I am so ready to break free. I've been limited for pretty much my whole life. Is that a fair statement? I mean, you've been holding yourself back from your passion pretty much the majority of your adult life. Is that fair?
Yes, it's fair.
Okay. You've, and here's the interesting thing about you. You're not completely shut down. Everything's not totally stifled, but you've definitely chosen things that have been more predominantly safe than passionate. Is that true?
Yes, okay. It's true.
Okay.
It's like the safe part always ends up taking the decisions, and the other part is then start to, after a while, says I can take it no more.
Yeah.
And the whole thing starts all over again.
You bet. Yeah. You betcha. So, yeah, that's, and wow, I tell you what, darling, I'm so glad you called today, because I guarantee you there's probably 24 other people out there at least that listen to this that are feeling the exact same way. This is such a predominant theme right now. And so I'm gonna take a look psychically at what's coming for you here in a second, but I wanna talk a little bit about the more global perspective of this, if I may, because this is such a thematic experience. What's happening on the planet, literally, which is why the world looks like it is just going to hell in a handbasket, is because anything that isn't in our highest and best truth doesn't serve anymore. So we're purging. We're in the middle of a massive purge. It's the cosmic colonic with a fire hose. Everything is getting just like flushed out of us, whether we want it or not. And it's not happening very gently right now. But the reason for that is we have to come into a truth that we've never come into before. And sometimes I hear those words come out of my mouth and I just want to roll my own eyes because it just sounds so new age. But what I'm talking about is it's about the bigger truth, integrity, honor, respect, support, love, all of those things. But on an individual basis, it's literally forcing all of us to take a step back and go, all right, what is not working for me in my life? What have I been compromising on? What have I sacrificed? What have I done that has been against my personal instinctual desire? And then we are being forced, and I mean forced, some of us, to get on the bus with the truth. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So you're feeling not only your own pressure, but you're feeling this global pressure on top as well, which, you know, hello, it's a curse. Yeah, it's scary. It's challenging. It's incredibly tension filled. But the blessing is off the charts. It really is about living a life that God had intended for all of us to. You know, God's dream for all of us is not small. It's not a little thing. And it doesn't mean that every single person has to become, you know, Bill Gates or, you know, somebody who's high profile. It just means that you have to be living this passion. Passion is the key. And passion has been expressed in so many negative ways over the course of the centuries because it has not been connected to that divine truth. So you're being asked to step into your divine truth. And that's really what this is about. And it's so interesting because what I'm looking at here for you coming up, when is your birthday specifically? What day?
May 12th.
Okay. Literally, kiddo, between now and your birthday, there is going to be almost a sense. It's funny because as I'm tapping into this psychically, I feel like I'm going to start to hyperventilate. It's this feeling of just, oh, I'm so excited. It's just like this fire's burning in you. And when you don't have a focus, that can be a little crazy making.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's what I want you to do. And this is, I know y'all have heard me talk about this before, but this is the best way to handle this type of situation. First of all, when you don't have clarity, you need to pray for clarity. And I mean that literally. So I'm going to give you a little prayer here. I'm going to put it on my Facebook. It literally goes, I give thanks that I now have absolute clarity on my future and where I need to go. Period. I give thanks that this clarity comes to me quickly, easily, and in peace. And I give thanks for the willingness to receive it. And that's the key phrase. Yeah. I give thanks for the willingness to receive it, because let me tell you what, we're not always willing to get the clarity. We want it, but then it scares the crap out of us. So I want you to pray for absolute clarity. Those words, those two words specifically, even if all you say is, you know, every single day, thank you, God, for absolute clarity. Absolute clarity, God is not going to whisper. He is going to make it so obvious. And then, of course, your job will be to take right action. So I want you to, first of all, to be praying for absolute clarity every single day, okay? And then I want you to literally brainstorm. And here's, that word just cracks me up because it's a complete oxymoron. It's not at all what this really is. Brainstorming is actually heartstorming. It's where you sit down with pen and paper, have a glass of wine, have a cup of tea, put some music on, light a candle, whatever puts you kind of in that cool, groovy mood. And you start literally just writing out ideas, no limits, no questions, just, you know, highest, best, ideal life. You start imagining. It's about engaging your imagination. When you write it out, it forces it out of your head so that you have to start to create some clarity. A little bit like automatic writing, only you're controlling it a little bit more. And I think you need to do a little brainstorming, because when I'm looking at this, again, between now and your birthday, so we're talking, you know, 5 weeks or so, there's there's a definitive push for you to get clarity. But here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to try and figure it out, quote unquote, intellectually, because this is where you're going to go. If you start to go, okay, what is this going to look like? Then those safety voices are going to raise up and go, well, this is what it needs to look like. It needs to look like this kind of a paycheck and you know, all of that stuff. And you know what, kiddo, you've done that. You have been there, done that, got the t-shirt, graduated with honors, and you're done. You are so done with that. How old are you going to be on your birthday?
41.
Oh, girlfriend, it's perfect. Are you kidding me? You've just stepped into the goddess phase. Between 40 and 60 is the juiciest, most amazing time frame for a woman to manifest in her physical world. Now, it doesn't mean once you hit 60, it's all over with. It means that by the time you're 60, you can just be rocking and rolling in that world and play with all sorts of things. But right now, you get this chance to take everything you've learned up to this point. And how do we learn? How do we learn? What's the number one way that we learn lessons as human beings?
Usually when we commit mistakes.
Yeah, we make mistakes and we fail. You know what? If you're living your life right, you're going to make one major mistake every single day. I'm not kidding you. You're going to screw up at least once every day, because you got to try this stuff. And the only way we learn is by experiencing what we don't want. Okay, so you have truly, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, sister, but you have absolutely learned what you don't want.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like hugely. And it's so cool, because you actually, one of the cards that came up for you is the universe, which in the in this tarot deck, the Voyager deck, is the card of karmic completion. So you get a chance to finish up this whole phase of, you know, figuring out what it is you do want. I think the biggest challenge for you, honey, I really do. I think the biggest challenge for you is this huge question between passion and safety. And you're a little bit, quote unquote, handicapped by virtue of the Taurus nature, because Taurus does not typically go for passion, except the Taurus nature is very sensual. It's a very sensual sign. They love to really feel and experience and be in a really rich environment. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
But at the same time, I know I have a lot of fire in my chart.
Amen, girl. Yeah. Absolutely. Good. Well, I'm not kidding you. Looking at this, it's time for you to move in the direction of passion. And if you do what we're talking about, if you get in and do the brainstorming, which is the heartstorming thing, start to come up with some scenarios, and then you're praying for clarity, you're praying for the guidance. My sense is there's going to be, this is either, honest to God, it's like a phone call or it's a conversation that you have probably close to your birthday, possibly a week or two after your birthday. that's going to start a particular ball rolling for you. Cause it's so interesting to me. There's this feeling of your guides and the angels are kind of standing around twiddling their thumbs. They're waiting for you to stop bashing your head against the brick wall of safety. And because there's almost this subtle sense of guiding you. I don't get the feeling of this huge explosive, you know, change that's going to come and then everything is going to make sense. It's going to be a lot more organic than that. Which actually, the explosive thing would not serve your Taurian nature. Your Taurus would run for the hills if everything just exploded tomorrow. You'd grab onto safety so fast to make your head spin. So this is more about kind of a subtle like I say, it's a conversation with somebody. It's a phone call that you get. It's something you overhear that's going to start the ball rolling. And I guarantee you, and in fact, I want to hear from you. I want either an email or I want a phone call from you when this happens, because I'm dying to know what it's going to be. Because I can see your angels with these, you know, Cheshire Cat grins on their faces going, oh yeah, there it is. She got it. She picked up the bait. You know, you have to be open to that stuff. And if you're in that realm of safety and you're trying to quote unquote figure it out intellectually, how you, the path makes sense to you, you're not going to hear those subtle conversations. You're not going to overhear the bank teller talking to the other customer who has the answer for what you're looking for. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean.
And you've got some magic coming your way, kiddo. You really do. I would tell you to buckle up and be prepared for some things that are not what you would have thought at all, that are going to send you in a much more creative direction. And for that whole healing intuitive thing, you've got that in past lives. Are you aware of that?
No, not really. Okay. I mean, sometimes it comes very subtle. Like, I am very kinesthetic, but then I don't know how to word it, and most of the time I don't trust it because it's not that is very evident or it's a picture.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You get these extraordinary intuitive hits, which it's so interesting. This comes up as from a past life perspective, and this is why that karmic completion card's up too. You have walked this earth a number of times. I'd hazard a guess 6-7 lifetimes of being literally a healer, being a shaman or a medicine woman or a some sort of a elder, if you will, in a tribe. It's a very tribal energy. And having that just innate ability to heal and not questioning that. That's the good news. You have some past lives where you didn't question it. This lifetime, you've got lessons to learn about doubt and, you know, self-worth, etc. Don't we all? Everybody's got something along those lines. yours is coming down the pike in the realm of you don't trust your own instincts. And I'd be willing to bet you, from what I'm looking at here, that's gotten you into trouble more often around relationship as well. Is that fair?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Yes. All right. So that's a huge theme for you, kiddo. Huge theme. What an amazing opportunity you've got here to start to really shift this pattern. And the first thing is obviously awareness. Second thing is prayer. You got to do some prayer work around this. Absolutely ask for divine guidance and clarity on this stuff. And then I'm going to tell you flat out, if you've got parts that are running the show here, and you're going to want at some point, if you really want that stuff to change, you're going to have to do some work, preferably NLP based, that's going to get in there and actually, you know, have a little chit chat with those parts and get them on board. There's something that went on for you when you were a little kid. I'm getting 5, 6, 7, something like that, where you kind of had that natural, intuitive / healing quality stifled a little bit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. I mean, it's likely, but I cannot. Could be related with my mom, probably.
Okay. It doesn't feel like necessarily a specific one experience. It feels like more of an environmental thing, like for a period of time where that was. I just almost get the sense of you sort of being dismissed about it, like kind of, you know, that's nice, honey, kind of patted on the head type of a thing. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Probably would be maybe when I started elementary school. Probably.
Oh, there we go. That would make sense, because it definitely feels like you were in an environment that didn't squash it completely, just sort of didn't support it at all, and then left you very Taurus of you in this position of, okay, I probably better act more like the other kids kind of a feeling. So,
yeah.
So I think this is an extraordinary opportunity. And this also goes back to that whole karmic completion card. It's not only completion of past life karma, but it's actually completion in this lifetime of ways that you learn to be early on that you now get a chance to, you know, just say, okay, done with that. Now I'm going to come into my truth. And that's really, honey, this whole birth year for you, this coming birthday for the whole year is all about that. It's all about that. So I really want to see you do this, girlfriend. I'm going to send you a ton of angels on this one. Because believe me when I tell you, the world needs people to step more into that power, and especially the women. You know, it's about righting that the energy of healing on this planet. We need it desperately. So I'm going to really encourage you to, you've got to do the prayer stuff, and you got to be paying attention to the fact that you've just got parts. It's just a part of you that wants you to be safe. That's where God comes into the picture. You turn that over to God, allow God to create the safety for you, and you step in that truer direction. And look for this, and look for this, whatever this phone call, this conversation, whatever's going to happen between now and your birthday or slightly after is going to be a really subtle but very profound doorway for you. So be on the lookout for that, okay?
Wonderful.
All right, Sugar Bear, you take care. You're welcome. I'm so glad you called. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sugar. Thank you to you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Cool. Well, I'm telling you what, I, again, guarantee you a billion other people are facing this exact same situation because that's what it is about on the planet right now. We have Janie on the line. Janie, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, babe. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
We sound like that cell phone commercial, don't we? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So what's going on in your world, Missy?
Well, I'm kind of lost also.
Okay.
I'm going to be looking for work coming up toward the end of May.
Okay.
I'm presently babysitting now till the end of May.
Okay.
And I was in a legal field and secretarial paralegal work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not sure I want to go back to that.
Okay.
I don't know what I'd like. And my birthday's in March, so I wondered if you might see anything coming up for me.
When, so you're Pisces?
No, Aries.
Aries, okay.
Very first day,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, have you and I talked before?
We had talked about 5 months ago about the babysitting issue.
Yeah, I
and
thought
so. And you told me to go ahead and do it, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. So here's what's coming up for you. It's a similar thing to what we were talking about with the last caller. You definitely are at what I would consider a relatively pivotal crossroads. And if you choose to go in the direction of the familiar, you're probably going to set yourself up to have to get out of that. In other words, it's not going to be at all what you want. You're going to get frustrated really quickly. And you're going to end up just spinning your wheels. So I would absolutely tell you at this point in time, if you go back into, you said paralegal?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go back into the paralegal field, then you're going to want to do it with the perspective that it's just a temporary situation, literally, that it's an interim step to buy you some time or give you some, you know, give you some ability to pursue something truer.
Okay.
How old are you?
55.
Okay. So you're at a really pivotal time frame. It's change can be scary, you know. Change can be scary when you're 35. But because of the cultural mindset about being 55 and above, you know, there's this idea of, oh my God, at that point in time, you just better hang on to what you've got and ride it out. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
I'll tell you what, darling, I've been doing this work for a really long time, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen somebody, you know, your age or older, take the leap, trusting the process and really in cahoots with God, you know, making a big change. And it's unbelievable what you can create with that kind of energy, because there is that sort of last hurrah feeling. You know what I mean? It can motivate you to go even bigger, actually. It's pretty interesting. So who have you been talking to recently? It feels like there's someone you've been talking about job situations or coming up stuff with in the last couple months. It feels like a female. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Is that a relative or a friend?
A relative.
Okay. Are you talking about, like, collaborating and doing something with this person?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Uh-uh. Are they kind of supportive but not?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I want to tell you. Don't talk. This is, I'm going to quote Catherine Ponder, who's one of my favorite authors in the entire world. And she always says, stop talking to people and start talking to God. Because what happens is, here's how the whole belief system thing works in a nutshell. We get excited about something, but we have a belief system that we can't necessarily have all of our dreams come true for whatever reason, right? There's the belief of self-worth or whatever. So what do? We automatically draw to us people who are not going to support us, who we tell, you know, we get excited and we tell them this idea and they give us all the reasons why it's not going to work. Or they're like, gosh, that sounds really great, but have you thought about A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, on? And then you've pretty much been talked down. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It does.
So I really am going to encourage you to be very, very picky and trust your instincts above all else, who you talk to about this. Because one of the things that's going on for you is I don't feel like you have a real strong support system around you right now. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So I'm really going to tell you that you got to create the support system from the inside out. And that is absolutely God and the angels and everybody else up there. Start doing a lot of prayer stuff around this. Ask to be connected to the right people. Okay, right people in the right circumstances. There's a great, great prayer I'm going to give you. This one, if you say this one, buckle up truly, because you're going to get some stuff to happen really fast. And it is, Father or God, however you want to word it, show me the divine plan of my life. Draw to me the people and the resources that are part of this plan and unite me with them now. I'm going to repeat that. God, show me the divine plan of my life. Draw to me the people and the resources that are part of this plan and unite me with them now. The cool thing about that is you're asking for not only your support system and your team, but you're asking for energy, time, money, everything that you need to make that happen. And you want to know what the divine plan is?
Uh-huh.
The divine plan is health, wealth, happiness, and perfect self-expression. Those are the four cornerstones of the divine plan. You get to help God decide what that's going to look like. And the passion that you have is God wanting to be expressed through you. So you got to start to trust the direction of your passion. Get out of your head, girlfriend. You're thinking too much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
I want you, and I want you to do the same thing that I told the previous caller. I want you to do some brainstorming, heartstorming. I want you to do some of that stuff, but you've got to unkink the garden hose here. You're squeezing too hard. I want you to open this up and let some light and air into this by asking some assistance from God on this one. Okay.
Okay.
And I would expect if you do that, the next 6 months or so, there's going to be some things that really open up that are going to make a lot more emotional clarity to you. But right now you're trying to get intellectual clarity and your heart's asking for something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, darling girl. Go for it. Love to hear back from you and see how it goes, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Take care, Janie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm telling you, it's totally thematic. Everyone's going through something to this effect on every level. Class, what's the answer? Class, Bueller, what's the answer? God. I'm telling you, the prayer stuff. You got to connect. Whatever God you believe in, you better up the ante on that. Divine plan is true for everybody. Health, wealth, happiness, and perfect self-expression. No exceptions. We're the ones that choose whether or not we step into that plan. So there you go. I'm going to step down off my flaming soapbox now and thank everybody for listening. This has been a great show. Hope you have a wonderful week. Next week, psychic free-for-all. Any question, anything you want at all, call in. We're going to go for it. Jump on iTunes, download the songs. We got a list of them. I'll put them on my Facebook. Get onto Facebook, onto my fan page. Join the party. And yeah, I think that just about wraps it up. Barb, thank you, darling girl. Awesome, awesome tunage as usual. And take care, everybody. This is Michelle Morgan. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. Be well.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer.
been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.